Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
December the 14th, the necessity of gratitude.
All this week, Derek considers another "Let Us" exhortation from Hebrews. Let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service. Today he shows us how gratitude is central to the acceptable service of God. Let's take a look at the situation of the world in these last days. We know that a shaking is coming. Now look at the disintegration of character, morality, and standards. Paul said,
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
This is a terrible list of the moral defects and character degeneration that are going to mark the close of this age. I would predict that if you go over that list again, you'll find that most of these character defects are already conspicuous in our contemporary culture. And right there in the middle of the list, it says that people are disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love. Notice the association. The ungrateful are right next door to the unholy. You can't be holy and remain ungrateful. Since our God is a consuming fire, he requires that we serve him with holiness, which is appropriate. We also have to serve him with gratitude. We must come to him with thankfulness. Let's show gratitude so that we may serve him acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. I proclaim that since our God is a consuming fire, I serve him with holiness and gratitude. I shall show gratitude. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.